With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There are questions about safety in the city of New Orleans after the deadly Islamic terror attack that killed 14 on New Year's Day.
The mayor of New Orleans says her city is ready to host big events like the Super Bowl next month. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
I want to reassure the public that the city of New Orleans is not only ready for game day today, but we're ready to continue to host large-scale events in our city because we are built to host at every single turn.
The first big test will be the start of the carnival season on Monday, which is a months-long period leading up to Mardi Gras. The Super Bowl is scheduled for February 9th. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mike Johnson's hold on the House Speaker's gavel and his position as second in line to the presidency will be tested today when a new Congress convenes and House Republicans weigh whether to reelect him to that post. The challenge, as always, is that Johnson will need almost every Republican vote to win. News Nation host Chris Cuomo says lefties downplayed President Trump's assassination attempts.
The journalist said the group minimized the July assassination attempt by saying the former president nicked his ear instead of being shot in the head. On Tuesday, Cuomo said the Democrats' response to the July incident on the campaign trail shows how out of touch Harris and her supporters are with the American people. Cuomo stated, quote, "That's exactly why you lost the election. You're out of touch. You lost the plot about how people feel in the majority. That's what you did." Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. postal worker is dead after being stabbed Thursday afternoon while ordering a sandwich at a Harlem deli. Another customer claimed he was next in line and then stabbed the mailman in the stomach. This is SRN News. A call for Christians to be supported in Syria.
The unexpected ouster of strongman Bashar Assad in December has been welcomed by the country's tiny Christian community, but the future under the rule of Islamic militias seems murky. Regina Lynch, executive president of Aid to the Church in Need, says, quote, "We call on both the international community and the new authorities in Syria to ensure the protection of the fundamental rights of all religious communities, guaranteeing their freedom of worship, education, and right to live in peace." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and handed an 11-year sentence. It's the first case of politically driven charges against a clergyman since Belarus became independent in the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. The conviction comes as government authorities intensify their sweeping crackdown on dissent. This is SRN News. After starting out strong in the morning, stocks turned downward in the afternoon, continuing the slump evidenced in the final days of 2024 Thursday. More on the story from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks opened the new year with some modest losses on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Thursday, extending its losing streak to a fifth day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up an early gain and closed 151 points lower. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.2%. Tesla slumped 6.1%. The electric vehicle maker reported fewer than expected deliveries for the end of last year. Energy companies rose along with prices for crude oil and natural gas. Halliburton added 2%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.56%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Blast of winter weather will chill much of the country in the coming days. More details at srnnews.com.